From when we get up to when we sleep,
each day is a gift from you we keep.
Good or bad, until the day is done,
whatever happens, we will follow God's Son.
Hello!
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Katie. It's so good to be here for this episode of Follow the Sun.
Yes, it's time to hear some of God's big story from the Bible. And we're going to think about how we can follow God's Son, Jesus, as we go about our day.
A little later on, we will be hearing a story about someone from the Bible.
But before that, we are going to play our game together.
Oh, I love playing games. What are we going to play, Sarah?
We're going to play Who Said It?
Who Said What?
Exactly. We have a list of catchphrases that we're going to read out to you. And you, our wonderful listener, have to shout out who said it.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Make sure you shout it out really loud.
Are you ready for our first one? Who said this? To infinity and beyond. Who said it? Let's shout it out together after the count of three. One, two, three. Buzz Lightyear. Well done. That was brilliant.
Oh, this is fun. Let's do another. Who said this? Just keep swimming. Who said it? Are you ready to shout it out with me? One, two, three. It's Dory from Finding Nemo. Wow, you're very good at this game.
Let's do our next one. Who said this? Can we fix it? Yes, we can. Who said it? Let's shout it out together after the count of three. One, two, three. Bob the Builder. Give yourself a big clap for that one.
Ooh, let's do a trickier one then. Who said this? Ready to explore? Vamos arriba. Who said it? Let's say it together. Ready? One, two, three. Dora the Explorer. Oh, that was brilliant. Well done.
Okay, let's do one more. Who said this? Cookie! Oh, nom, 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 nom. Who said it? Are you ready to shout it out? One, two, three. The Cookie Monster. Very good. Oh, that was a super fun game.
You know, our Bible story today is about someone trying to find out who said something.
It is. Today, we're going to hear about Samuel from the Bible and how he found out that God was calling to him.
We'd love you to get involved in our story today by doing some acting.
Oh, I love acting.
We want you to play the part of Samuel. Whatever Samuel does, you act it out.
So if Samuel were to eat something, you might want to pretend to pick up some food in your hand, put it in your mouth and do some big chewing. Om nom nom nom.
Or if Samuel was walking or running somewhere, you might want to run to the other side of the room. Or if you're in a car or somewhere with not a lot of space, you could pretend to run on the spot.
We will call out Samuel's actions as we go through the story. So keep your ears at the ready to hear what you have to do next.
Okay, I think we're ready to get going. And action!
A long time ago, there was a woman called Hannah. She had no children and was very sad about it. So she decided to pray to God. She asked God to give her a child, promising that when the child was old enough, she would give them back to go and serve God in the temple.
God heard Hannah's prayer and he granted her wish. Hannah gave birth to a son and called him Samuel. When he was old enough, they walked together from their home to the temple so that Samuel could serve there.
Oh, there's our first action. Let's do some walking on the spot or around the room to get to the temple. Very good. When Hannah and Samuel arrived at the temple, Samuel met Eli the priest. Eli was the one who would teach him to serve God at the temple.
And teach him Eli did. Samuel learnt how to do everything. Samuel did some sweeping of the floors. Have you got your brooms out yet? Let's sweep the floor clean. Well done.
Samuel also had to get water from the well. Oh, go and grab your bucket and fill it up with water. Ooh, it might be heavy on the way back.
Eli taught Samuel how to fill up the lamps with oil so they wouldn't go out. Grab your jug and pour it out on top of the candle. Make sure you stay clear of the flame. Oh, it's hot.
Samuel also had to make sure that the temple was clean and shiny. Oh yes, let's make sure it's all clean by using our cloth to polish everything. Well done, it's looking very good now.
Now one night, as Samuel was lying down in bed sleeping, are you down on the floor yet? Maybe you're snoring as well. As Samuel was lying down, he heard a voice call out to him. Samuel!
The voice was God speaking, but Samuel thought it was Eli. So he jumped up, up you get, and ran to go and see Eli. Now run to the other side of the room, or run on the spot.
When Samuel got to Eli, he said, "Here I am, Eli, you called me." But Eli said to Samuel, "I didn't call you, go back to bed." So Samuel ran back to his bed and went back to sleep. Did you run back again? Don't forget to lie down if you can and pretend to sleep.
As Samuel was sleeping, God spoke to him again. Samuel! So Samuel jumped up again and ran back to Eli. Are you getting tired yet with all this jumping and running?
Again, Samuel said to Eli, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli didn't call him, so he said, "I didn't call you, go back to bed." So Samuel ran back to his bed and went back to sleep on the floor. Have you run back yet and laid down on the floor again? Well done, you're doing great.
As Samuel was in bed, God called out to him another time. Samuel! Once again, Samuel jumped up and ran to Eli. Up you get again, let's run to see Eli.
Here I am, you called me, Samuel said to Eli again. But this time, Eli realised who was calling Samuel. It was God. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go back to bed, but when you hear the voice again, you should say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'"
So Samuel ran back to his bed, laid down and waited. Oh, it's back and forth, isn't it? Are you pretending to be back in bed now?
All of a sudden, Samuel heard God calling to him. Samuel! Samuel! Samuel looked up to the ceiling and said, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Let's say it together. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Well done.
God went on to tell Samuel things that were going to happen in the future. Samuel stayed close to God as he grew up.
That's right. As Samuel got older and became an adult, everyone knew that God was with him and that he served God by becoming his messenger. What a brilliant story! It can be found in the Bible in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3.
We have a couple of questions for you now. You might want to talk about your answers with your adults. Samuel was learning what to do to serve God. What can you do to serve God today?
And the second question, imagine you were Samuel in our story and you heard God speak to you. How would you feel about that?
It's amazing that God spoke to Samuel, isn't it? But guess what? God still speaks to us today.
That's right. And he can speak to you too. Isn't that brilliant? God speaks to us through the Bible, through other people, and through the Holy Spirit who lives inside of everyone who decides to follow Jesus, God's Son.
We're going to pray about that together now as we start our day.
We've got some actions to go with our prayers as well, haven't we?
Yes, we do. We'll start with our hands in front of us, facing down, as we think about what we're going to give to God. Then partway through the prayer, we'll flip them over as we think about receiving from God.
Let's pray. Make sure your hands are out in front of you with your palms facing the floor.
Father God, today we give to you our ears and our attention, what we say and the things that we do.
Now turn your hands over.
We ask that you will help us to hear what you say so that we can serve you and the people we meet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That's all we've got time for today.
We hope that whatever you're up to, you have a wonderful day.
But before we go, let's say our podcast rhyme together. From when we get up to when we sleep,
each day is a gift from you we keep.
Good or bad, until the day is done,
whatever happens, we will follow God's Son. Goodbye!
Follow the Son is a Blackburn Diocese Board of Education production. It was written by Sarah Earnshaw, David Harris, and Rebecca Whittaker. The podcast was voiced by Sarah Earnshaw and Katie Turner, with editing and sound design by David Harris. You can find more episodes of Follow the Son, as well as our other podcasts, on all major podcast platforms or on our website, bdeducation.org.uk. Whilst you're there, don't forget to sign up to our podcast newsletter for exclusive extras and follow our social media accounts for the latest news and children's work resources. We are on Facebook at BDBE Updates and on Twitter at BDBE of E.